okay? Stay tuned. We're going to be here at 7:05 for the Shamanic Journey.
Love is all. Corina, Corina.
perfect timing. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo-wee! And we're here on the second hour. Oh my God. You're not going to believe what happened. Of course, it's always magical here. It's always doing something magical that I can't even comprehend right now. So, guess what was playing? Karina. That's the name of one of my sisters in the spirit world. And I had no idea that that song was on the compilation of the Dean Martin. I don't remember these things. I don't consciously remember. But I grabbed the Dean Martin for some reason, and I grabbed that album. So there was a bunch of albums that I wanted to choose from, and I could only choose from a couple, and Dean Martin was right there. And of course it had the Karina song on it. Oh my goodness. So my sister in the spirit world is here with us. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium again. I hope you're ready for your shamanic journeying. Are you ready? No, seriously, are you ready? Are you ready? Is it happening? Okay, so just get comfy because we're going to do the shamanic journeying. Okay, I knew it. Before I do the shamanic journeying, of course this happens. Like, of course, like, it's just like, oh, I knew something was bad. I really wasn't expecting it. I was just having things flow. And of course, that happened. So this is going to be enchanting. So get nice and cozy. In this journey, I'm just gonna have my drum right here. I may start singing, may start talking, or I might just be quiet. I'm gonna guide you. Shamanic drumming. Whoever needs healing, can ask a question, can invite your spirit team, but this is to go on a journey, a love quest we are going on right here, right now. Invite all your spirit team to come in. I see a koala. What's your power animal? See your power animal. And if you need to, write this down when you're done, but this journey is for you. Oh my god. I forgot I was even here. Oh my god. This is amazing. We are clearing and cleansing. Did you get it? Did you get what you needed? Because I got a lot of information. I got me a lot of information right there. Right there. Right there. Oh my god, what am I doing? I'm like channeling things that aren't even here. Woo! Having an outer body experience. So anyway, clearing and cleansing and clearing at a 717-717-7. Seven. Oh my god, 777. The numbers are just going in synchronicity. Can I talk? No, I can't after I'm done channeling. That was just wild what just happened. Like, miracles always happen on the show and it's just nuts. Like, it's just not an accident. How did I pick up the record? I didn't even plan to take this Dean Martin, like, at all the records, and it had Karina on that. Mwah. I love you. Thank you, big sister, for being here for me and guiding the way and bringing clarity. I ask to just continue to bring more clarity and love, and just to fill our heart center with love, fill our lives with love. We need more love. Woo! We need more love. So, wow. What a show. We are here till 8 p.m. And remember, we're going to do the angelic channeling. Yes, enchanted gelington. I can't even, it's like dyslexia. I can't even talk. Anyway, love you. So here you go. Here's a PSA for you to enjoy. We'll be back here on 91.5 FM WMFL. Medford Taps Free From Radio.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Time when I grow tired. desire for you. Never my love. Never my love. What makes you think love will end when you know that my whole life depends?
Is one in a million like you. A dream in a million come true. I confess that I really don't know why, but I know that I glow like I do. Only once in a lifetime is part to find someone rare as you are. But now you're around, I have really found that there's one in a million like you. Once in a lifetime, you know, a love heaven started below. Though it may be rare, you and I do share this love that has happened to few. For there's one in a million like you. Once in a lifetime, you know, a love heaven started below. Though it may be rare, you and I do share this love that has happened to few. For there's one in a million like you.
fall in love, it will be forever, 'cause I'll never ever fall in love again. When I fall in love, there will be no other, only you and me in this whole wide world.
Hello there. We are almost out skis, but not yet. Definitely not yet. I hope you're enjoying everything that's happened. I hope you're enjoying the show. The shamanic drumming. I've been doing a lot of astral projecting lately. I've been leaving my body a lot, and I definitely did that. I definitely just got caught up in that, and that was just kind of nuts. So, oh goodness, that was definitely nuts. It was good though, in a really good way. We had the Skatalites with When I Fall in Love. That's a good version of that. And Bob Marley, One Love. Of course, The Platters, One in a Million. Association, Never My Love. Every time I hear that song, it reminds me of Gloucester and being in Gloucester and the spring and the weather and beautiful summer. And I can't wait to go back. So, can't wait to be at the beach. I can't wait to feel freedom of the heat and the warmth and the beauty and the magic of spring. We're all anticipating it. I know every single one of us is anticipating it. So this is good. We got ourselves a good playlist. We got ourselves a good setup here. Everything's just flowing. You know, it's just flowing in the way of love. And we get to play all these love songs. Love songs. The highlight of the definite highlight of the show was seeing Karina pop up and just like, yeah! My goodness, it's just good to have confirmation of spirit. Even when you're not looking for it, you know, it's like it always happens when you're not forcing. And when we come here, we just invite spirit. Sometimes there'll be visible signs, usually 95% of the time. And sometimes they're not. Sometimes we're just enjoying it and going with the flow, and that's good too. But this is mediumship through sound, baby. Always and forever, we got this. Always and forever, this is locked down. It's locked down. I can't wait to. I'm going to play the Madness song, This Must Be Love, but I think I'm going to play that at the end because that's definitely a good closer upper. Did I just say closer upper? What am I doing? Anyways, life is definitely good, and we have to always embrace that and always focus on that and always focus on love and remembering to go back to the self-love, always to the self-love and the self-care. And so no matter what it is and no matter what place you are in your life with the self-love, you could done this meditation and listen to the show and still hate yourself, and that's okay. But the whole point is that you making an effort is a guarantee that you are on the path to opening up to your self-love. And if you're already, and if you're kind of there, then you're opening up more. And if you're already at the self-love, then give yourself some more. Come on, we can always use more. It's infinite. The infinite amount of space and time that we can give love to ourselves, it doesn't end. I'm going to tell you something. It never ends. It never ends. It's infinite. And that's why it's important to be here and enjoy life. That's why it's important to be here and love and be free and just really be in the magic of everything that is magical, everything that is creative and beautiful and kind and loving and just giving and just everything that feels good. And I have to step more into that in order to feel good. And it's a reminder that it is work, but it's good work. It's fun work. It's not something, it's a get to. It's not a have to. It's I get to play with magic by giving love. I get to make miracles happen by being a loving force in this world. I get to honor my divine self and honor my higher self by being in this majestic energy of love and creating a beautiful life for you, for me, and for everyone around me. And so that's always remembering, and I'm remembering right now as I'm saying this, Spirit is bringing in the info and I get to remember because I always, so I need a reminder. You know, you live in the 3D world. Sometimes it's not always consistent of the dreamy, and it's not always supposed to be dreamy. We have to be here. We're on the earth plane. We're alive. You know, we're not in the spirit world completely. So we do have to be here, and it's a balance. It's a beautiful balance that we have. So anyways, let's get back into the music because we're basically going to be out ski soon and we're going to get into the guidance for the week. So anyways, how about some I'm in the Mood for Love? Julie London, how about we do that? Enjoy!
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. The stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? This little dream might fade. We put our hearts together.
Thank you. buddy.
And we're back right here. We're back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Whew, this has been a magical show. Uh-oh, one second. Deep inhales, exhales. So we're here for our message from Spirit and our angel team, and just so grateful for everything that happened today and the surprise from, you know, being able to take in all that and the message from my sister in the spirit world. I'm still taken back by it. It's kind of like, it's so much, and it's not in a bad way. It's just like, wow. This is the miracle. It's right here. So, what is the message right now that Spirit wants to come forward for this love journey and anything that wants to come through? Open Spirit. Guide me to exactly what it is that we need to know right now. So first of all, I just got a really amazing sensation. Like this really light feeling, like of an angel right next to me. It's a very playful angel. I know it's my sister. I know. She can hear me. This is good. This is a good angelic feeling. Sorry if I'm taking so long. I'm in the energy of angels right now. So please pardon me. It's magic. It's very magical. the angel, this beautiful angel that's next to me right now, just said, infinite treasures shall arrive. You are in store for magnificent things happening in the springtime. The abundance is coming. The nurturing and the harvesting and the planting of the garden is here. When all of these rose buds and all of the flowers and all the green come to life, it hold in your hand the elements of infinity and what it is exactly you worked for from your last life to this life. So everything that we're accumulating that's coming into the spring, everything has to do with a karma from the life that we brought in previously or wherever it is that we came from. And it's the work and it's the unfinished business and it's the clearing of that and it's being able to let go of the past, really letting go, and not just the past of, oh, I was 5 years old and this happened to me and I'm letting it go. No, we're letting go of the collective belief of what we brought in from a past life. So if you're able to tune in right now and you can feel a sensation, this is interesting. It's something I haven't really done before, but spirit is being spontaneous. So if you can think of something, right, if not think of, but if you can feel anything, a vision, this has to do with a past life. If any flashes of a past life that's coming up, or you can feel it, or it comes up later, there's a lot of past life healing that's occurring. And what's happening is that the good news of it is that you're clearing, it's being cleared, so you could break free to your new stage of who it is that you asked to be. So basically, you're coming into your new stage of, in that life, when you asked to be who it is you wanted to be and you never got a chance to do it, you're going to be able to do this basically in this lifetime, and it's coming in when the spring comes in. So you're going to be opening that door. So once upon a star in your past life, you said to yourself, I really want to do this. I really want to do this, and never got to it. You're going to get to it. I hope this makes sense to you, because this is such a riveting message. It's just so breakthrough right now. This is so cool. Let's see what else Spirit is saying. It's very important right now to pay attention to what we're believing, what we're thinking, what we're seeing. Collectively, our beliefs are really what we're creating right now. And so even though it's such an obvious thing and it's something that we repeat over and over, it's something that definitely needs to be reminded and paid attention to, because if you're in a place right now and you know energetically you don't belong there, it's because you are summoning things in your brain and in your field and in around you and people, and you're creating what you don't want. So where is that going inside where you're opening up those spaces of thoughts where you're saying, wait a minute, no, this is the story that's happening, and that's what's going on, and this is what's being channeled, and this is what's being processed, and really turning that around. And that's why they had us do that visualization exercise earlier today, and that's why that it was so spontaneous in the guided meditation where we did that exercise, was because, oh God, it was, sorry, I was just getting so many flashes. It's not bad. I was just like a lot of channeling. It was, it was all intertwined with, you literally can imagine yourself out of a situation, and but you have to become childlike again. And that's really what it's about. You have to be fearless and be courageous enough to be a child in order to come into contact with that perfect scenario. So the visualization really is going to help us grasp the reality that we want. But first you have to figure out and understand, what do I want? A lot of us don't even know what we want. So that's the issue, is that it's like, well, if you don't want this, picture something you do want. But then the problem is, it's like a lot of people don't know what they want. So it's very important we take that downtime. We take that downtime for ourselves. We take the downtime to have the time where we are letting our brain take a break. We're letting our brain take a break with meditation, with relaxation, where we're not constantly turned on, tuned on, and like zzzz, go, go, go. Here, you know, productivity, zoom, 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 pious spirituality, this, that, serious, yada, yada. We've got to let go and be able to play. And sometimes playing as an adult entails sitting on our butts. Sometimes that playing entails going for a walk. Sometimes that playing entails going for a bike ride. It doesn't always have to be so programmed, even though, you know, it's good that you have a discipline. It's good that you have a ritual. It's good that you have a program. But sometimes we have to let go of the routine. We have to let go of the program in order for something else to come in. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to let something else emerge. So what is it that you need to let go of? What is it that you need to start up with that is new? You don't want it. Your body's resisting. Your mind could be resisting, but your higher self wants it. See, your old self doesn't want it. Your old self wants to stay safe. Your old self wants to stay in a comfort zone. Your old self wants to keep telling you, no, stay here where it's safe. You don't know what's going on over there. If you push that button, if you do that, you are going, you already know intuitively that things will change. So what is the chaos that you're afraid of? Why aren't you willing to risk going through chaos in order to be a better version of yourself? Why aren't you willing to risk letting go of something? And that's something you have to ask yourself. Why do you want to keep staying small? So if you can answer those questions and if you can get through that, then you'll understand more of what it is that you want. You know, we don't want to be throwing wishes out constantly about what I think I want, or this is what a projection of what I think that is good for me. We want to ask for something that we truly want or better. That is the key. It is always the beautiful conscious key to life, to love, to truth, to magic, and beholding everything just full of possibility. So it's a good thing to understand. So the message, another part of the message is that it's before we ask for what we want, it's a good idea to really know exactly what it is we truly want. You know, because honestly, sometimes what we want was something we wanted a couple of months ago. And now we're realizing, wait, we don't want that because we grew. So it's important to pay attention to it. And it's important to pay attention where the discomfort is, because sometimes when we're feeling discomfort, it's not always negative. Discomfort is meant for you to understand it's time to get out of the comfort zone. It's time to change. It's time to get out of the box. It's time to do something different. So when you're feeling discomfort, understand, take that as a signal, as a sign of inquiry and going in, that inquiry of what is my body telling me? What is my spirit telling me? I need to pay attention. I need to be turned on and tapped in. So anyways, thank you for that. Thank you for this message. And I leave you with the love and the blessings of beautiful angelic spirit. Thank you so much that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you for this 2-hour power of love giving and love receiving. I hope you got exactly what you needed. I know I did. I have a blast every time I'm here. I am so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to have a 2-hour show. I'm so grateful for WMFO. I am just unbelievably, like, just, this is just magical. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for showing up for yourself and receiving the healing, because this does work. This is beneficial and it does help. And eventually, and the more you stick to it, the more you will get results. Consistency is results. Anyways, I love you so much. Have a beautiful holiday. Have a beautiful Valentine's Day. I will see you next week. Come find me on Instagram on the Boston Medium if you want to look for further info. Anyways, here is It Must Be Love by Madness, because you know I got to leave y'all with some madness. Mwah! Love you.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. Every night. every day. I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy.
WMFO.